now in verse 38, but in his estate shall he honor the God of forces, and a God whom his fathers knew not shall he honor with gold and silver and with precious stones and pleasant things. Now, actually here, the God of forces should more accurately be translated God of fortresses. Now, it is true that we're living in a day of which someone has written, mankind is increasingly making gods out of forces. Well, that is true today. But that's not what Daniel is saying here. Dr. Newell pointed this out, and I'm quoting him now. We know from pagan mythology that both Sibyl and Diana are variously represented as crowned with multi-tiered crowns, plainly setting forth the idea of fortification with turrets, battlements, and so forth. Now, actually, what those represent, and I'm sure that you've seen in pictures of these heathen idols, these multi-tiered crowns with all kinds of fortresses on them. Well, actually, it means the kingdoms of this world. And he will honor the God that has the kingdoms of this world. And who is that? Well, Satan offered Christ the kingdoms of this world, and our Lord rejected his offer. Apparently, he had a right to offer it. And then Antichrist will accept the offer, and he becomes the world's dictator. Now, we are told that in both 2 Thessalonians, the second chapter, verses 9 and 10, and in Revelation 13, 2, that Antichrist is going to accept worship, and he will have the world worshiping Satan in that day, and he'll become a world dictator. All the kingdoms of the world will be under his rulership. He'll be the first really world dictator. Now, verse 39, thus shall he do in the most strongholds with a strange God, whom he shall acknowledge and increase with glory, and he shall cause them to rule over many, and shall divide the land for gain. Now, this is going to be Satan's hour, and he's going to make the most of it, as he knows his time is short. We are told in Revelation 12:12, therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. Now, Antichrist will be the pliant tool to do the will of Satan completely in that day. Antichrist will rule over many people and dispose of the property as he pleases. He is the willful king, and he is the final world dictator.